AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The process is expected to start next week for the impeachment trial in the Senate of former President Donald Trump.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer broke the news.
The articles will be delivered to the Senate on Monday.
And that will launch former President Trump's impeachment trial on a charge of inciting the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building that led to five deaths.
A trial will be held in the United States Senate, and there will be a vote on whether to convict the president.
The schedule ahead is still uncertain, but we've learned the former President Trump is now assembling his defense team. Members of his past legal teams have indicated they do not plan to work on this case. I'm Rita Foley.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell wants the trial to start next month.
Senate Republicans strongly believe we need a full and fair process where the former president can mount a defense and the Senate can properly consider the factual, legal, and constitutional questions at stake.
The Senate voted to confirm President Biden's choice to lead the Pentagon, retired General Lloyd Austin. The Senate Finance Committee approved President Biden's nomination of Janet Yellen to be Treasury Secretary. The Atlanta Braves say Baseball Hall of Famer and one-time home run king Hank Aaron has died. Just 2 weeks ago, Aaron received the coronavirus vaccine in Atlanta.
I feel quite proud of myself of doing something like this. You know, it's just a small thing that can help zillions of people in this country.
Aaron hit 755 home runs and broke Babe Ruth's record in 1974. The Braves say he died peacefully in his sleep. No details about the cause of death. Hank Aaron was 86. The NFL says 7,500 healthcare workers vaccinated for the coronavirus will be given free tickets to next month's Super Bowl in Tampa, Florida. The jackpot for the Mega Millions lottery drawing has grown to nearly $1 billion. This is AP News. In Riverside County, California, hundreds of immigrants lined up to become some of the first farm workers to receive coronavirus vaccination shots. Esquel Hernandez got a shot.
That's fantastic, you know. Some people get free. Some people don't like it. Say maybe, you know, something happened, but I'm not. Don't be free. I'm okay.
Luz Gallegos with a farm workers advocacy group says farm workers and families have been hit hard by the pandemic, and they are getting financial assistance.
We see two calls this morning from some of the families thanking us for the $2,000 for their dad, for their brother, but now they're going to use that money to bury them.
George Tudor is the owner of Tudor Ranch. He says it's the right thing to do to get these farmers vaccinated.
You look in your refrigerator, you go to the grocery store, everybody needs food, and it comes from someplace, and it comes from these fields, and it comes from these people's hard work.
About 300 workers at Tudor Farms were vaccinated. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.